You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, we sat down today to record the next Pickett's Charge episode, but found that mentally, neither of us could get our head into the game, so to speak. So we thought what we'd do instead is just record a short message to say thank you for your many kind expressions of concern and support over the last 4 days. Since the terrible wildfire that burned through our community here between Boulder and Denver in Colorado.
As those of you who follow us on social media know, we had to evacuate our home this past Thursday. I was working from home that day as it all unfolded, and Rich, after an hour and a half odyssey, was able to make it home from work after evacuation orders were issued. Then, in the span of probably 15 minutes that afternoon, we went from concern to worry to fear to fighting outright panic as we looked out our living room window and could see the flames being driven by the hurricane force winds and realized we needed to get out right then. We threw what we could in two suitcases and drove away in our cars, not knowing if we'd have a home to go back to or when that might be.
But after spending Thursday night at Tracy's mom's in Boulder, we were eventually able to go back on Friday after the evacuation orders were lifted and found our home had stayed just outside the burn area. We even had electricity, but no gas, so no heat. A couple of space heaters were our saving grace as a snowstorm blew in and temperatures dropped to single digits that night. As we sit here today, though, through the absolutely heroic efforts of the Xcel Energy crews working in the cold and at all hours the last couple of days, our gas has been turned back on, so we have heat, and everything is pretty much back to normal here. Except, of course, it's not really, because just a stone's throw away, entire neighborhoods are gone, and there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families here who have lost absolutely everything. We're very grateful that our home was spared, but it's so upsetting to know so many people here in our community are dealing with heartbreaking loss.
We're sorry we weren't able to get a new episode out to you today. It seems like we're still just physically, emotionally, and mentally exhausted. In fact, we were saying how easy it would be just to stay in bed all day.
Right. But life goes on. And the podcast will go on, we promise. Just not today. But we did at least want to get something out to say thank you for keeping us in your thoughts. Please know your expressions of concern have meant the world to us.
Yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Just knowing so many of you were thinking of us has helped us through the last few days. However, we'd ask that you please also remember those in our community who aren't as fortunate as Rich and I. Some of you have asked how you can help, and we'd suggest you make donations through the American Red Cross or the Salvation Army, as we know those organizations are helping in very real ways our neighbors who have lost everything.
Okay. Thanks again, everyone. We'll get back to the Civil War very soon, we promise.
Thanks, y'all. Please take care and stay safe.